Bonjour, bonsoir, bon matin et bienvenue à cette première émission de Yoga Partout en direct via le canal YouTube. Dans quelques instants, nous aurons notre invité qui va nous parler technologie. Donc, je ne sais pas si ça fonctionne dans le sens que tout est nouveau. C'est une première pour Yoga Partout. Et naturellement, il y a toujours un début pour tout. Donc, si vous êtes connecté sur YouTube, le canal Yoga Partout, vous devriez naturellement observer cette transmission en temps réel. Malheureusement, ça ne fonctionne pas. À ce que je sache, je ne peux pas voir sur YouTube anonyme dans le sens que normalement, une personne qui n'est pas connectée sur YouTube peut quand même se rendre sur YouTube et visionner en temps réel cette communication. Donc, merci beaucoup de votre patience. Et voilà, donc Yoga Partout inaugure aujourd'hui une nouvelle série de podcasts live et c'est ce que je souhaite, c'est que le plus grand nombre de personnes puissent, comme ça, rejoindre Yoga Partout sans être inscrit membre. Et ce n'est pas le cas. Ce n'est pas le cas pour l'instant, sauf que tout indique que nous sommes en train d'enregistrer et que notre invité, qui va nous parler de technologie, sera avec nous envers et malgré tout. Donc, merci de votre patience. Et sans plus tarder, parce que je n'ai pas l'habitude de m'acharner. Je vous présente notre invité qui va être au micro bientôt. Il se nomme Jean-Marc Libs. Pourquoi Jean-Marc Libs? Qui est-il? Eh bien, il va se présenter. Il a fait une exception de vouloir bien nous accompagner, se présenter, quel est son métier à titre de d'administrateur de système. Et c'est un grand, grand plaisir de l'accueillir. L'entrevue va se dérouler en anglais. Pour les personnes qui ne sont pas familiers avec la langue de Shakespeare, désolé, sauf que cette entrevue qui va parler du lien entre ce que signifie le mot yoga, qui veut dire l'union, et ce que signifie le métier d'administrateur de système pour simplement faire le rapport entre ce que le yoga signifie et la gestion de communautés ingénieuses par l'entremise des technologies qu'on appelle open source, FLOSS. FLOSS, l'acronyme qui veut dire free, libre, open source software. Donc, des logiciels disponibles sur Internet qui sont tout à fait gratuits, qui permettent de rassembler des groupes, peu importe où ils se trouvent dans le monde, avec la quantité presque gigantesque et limitée. Pas tout à fait. Disons qu'il y a des seuils de respectabilité. Eh bien, ces communautés FLOSS, cette pensée open source, est celle qui, en 2008, a permis à Yoga Partout de rayonner partout dans le monde, dans 55 pays francophones. Et aujourd'hui, nous célébrons la venue d'un frère, d'une sœur de Yoga Partout, qui est la version en anglais de Yoga Partout, un site complètement indépendant, sauf qu'il est interrelié avec Yoga Partout. Et je nomme ici, je pense ici à ce site web qui est satoshi.yoga. Donc, je vais l'écrire. Je vais vous rendre sur le site en anglais. S-A-T comme Thomas. H-O. Je recommence. S-A-T-O-S-H-I. Donc, satoshi.yoga. Donc, c'est un site web, www.satoshi.yoga. Ce site en anglais a été réalisé par notre invité. Nous allons en parler un peu, sauf que j'aimerais que notre discours ne se limite pas à ce nouveau-né, puisque aujourd'hui aussi, c'est le lancement officiel de l'annonce web que Yoga Partout est maintenant une organisation à but non lucratif, connue en Europe pour une association 1901. Le conseil d'administration intérimaire aide la transition puisque les objectifs changent, même si la mission, la vision, elle, demeure intacte. Alors, sans plus tarder, je vais appeler mon invité dans quelques instants. Il devrait être avec nous maintenant. Impossible de connecter Yoga Partout YouTube puisque j'ai attendu trop à la dernière minute pour faire cette connexion. Alors, c'est pour ça que nous sommes en différé, sauf que Jean-Marc Libs nous accompagne dans une entrevue en anglais. Dans quelques instants. Good day. Good evening, good morning, and welcome to Satoshi yoga, commonly known as YP, like Peter, dash, S, like Sam, dot yoga. This nonprofit organization is launching today its first fundraising.
Bonjour.
My guest today, Jean-Marc Lives. Hello, Jean-Marc. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello. Do I?
Just a moment. We'll adjust the echo.
Shall I reload? I might have clicked on I have a headphone, which I don't.
Put down my volume. Maybe it's on my side. That's the light. It is, eh? All right. So we're fixing some technical echo, and my guest Jean-Marc is coming up again. Hello, Jean-Marc.
Yes.
All right. I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly. Yeah.
All right. I introduced yourself, first of all, in French, and this interview is bilingual, but mostly in English, because I was explaining previously, and we spoke a little bit about this. This is the first time I do an interview without having the question prepared ahead of time, and you accepted this invitation to really make yourself available, which is a rare privilege that you provide to me. So I want to thank you very much for accepting this invitation. For those people who don't know you, how would you describe your work in terms of collaborations? We see an awful lot of communication, collaboration, internet systems that allow individuals and groups to meet together. And sometimes those who don't know about how this whole thing works, that's when you kick in. Please, Jean-Marc, for those who don't know about yourself and your work, can you talk and introduce yourself, please?
So, hello. My name is Jean-Marc Lips. I live in France. And my whole professional and also more than that activity revolves around open source or free software, because that's how I got into the internet. Because I in the 90s I was doing a PhD in a university lab, and what university labs had at the time, and which didn't exist outside, was that fascinating things which later on we would call the internet. And I thought that was great. It was all running on Unix systems, and I switched from that to Linux, which allowed me to use everything I learned on that topic at home on my home computers. I'm still using that. And I decided, and I downloaded stuff, and that looked really interesting. And that's how I started being an internet professional and then an IT professional, because in the beginning it wasn't the same at all. Internet was not taught to people who did IT studies, because it was, you know, it didn't really exist. And it was all documented by downloading docs on the internet itself, which is what I was doing. And luckily, I could understand English, so I did that. And that's how I got into IT and internet, through open source software, which I could download for free, learn how to use, and most of the internet at the in the beginning was running on open source software and still does. just that people don't realize, because we all see the computer we have on our desk and not the servers which run often Linux somewhere in some data center.
Yes.
So that's, and then I worked in some IT service companies, and after a while I wanted to, now I work, own my own, I have my own company, and I decided to, I found about Tiki software, which helps build elaborate websites. It's a big toolbox. While I was working on in the IT service of the Council of Europe, and they had a lot of users with very different needs, and we thought that was a perfect toolbox for answering diverse needs. And that's what we are doing. And when I finished my period there, I decided I wanted to do that on my own. And I do that since 2011.
Here you go.
And then, so I joined the Tiki software community, which is a loose organization of people who contribute to that software. There is an association which deals with the administrative things, but everybody is welcome to contribute code, which I did, or download it. But anyway, anyone can download the software by themselves without asking for anyone or paying anyone. But just they usually, well, a lot of them do. And others decide that they their job is something else, and they pay other people to do it for them, which is where I earn money.
Which is where when you kick in when you
exactly.
are helping
yes.
Groups of people needing your services. Thank you very much, Jean-Marc, for this opening, because we can see your logo a little bit, and I invite people to go and visit this website, which is tiki.org. Thank you, Jean-Marc, because I learned from you, and Yoga Partout is launching also the English version, satoshi.yoga. I learned about this open source community and all the terminology through tiki.org. Please, for those who don't really know about many terms you've mentioned, open source, FLOSS, FLOSS, what is the importance of this community? And what is unique about this way of thinking? I almost call it a philosophy, a FLOSS philosophy, only because it really allows individuals to group and communicate better. Jean-Marc Libs, member since many years now of tiki.org. How would you describe to those who don't know about the FLOSS philosophy what it's all about?
It's all about sharing knowledge. So,
can you define knowledge and sharing? Because knowledge is,
yes.
is mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of information out there.
So it started with a man called Richard Stallman, who was very frustrated because he couldn't get some printer to work on to connect to some computer. And he decided that he would take things into his own hands and that nobody else should have that same issue. And so he decided that he invented the concept of free software. Free, as in not free as in beer, but as in freedom. And he defined four rules, which a software needs to respect in order to be called free software. The first one, which is numbered zero because it's IT, is the freedom to use it. The number one is the freedom of study how it works, which means that you have to be provided access to the source code. And the number two is the freedom of sharing the software, to distribute the software which you got to anyone you like. And the number three is that you also are allowed to share the software as you modified it, so that your changes, your improvements, you are also allowed to share that. So the whole idea is about freedom for the end users. It's not really freedoms for the coder. It's freedom for the end users, the freedom to have that software. And then that's all about freedom, and that scares a lot of people. So other people decided that those software were really useful and spreading a lot, and companies were not using them. And so they decided that they would call them open source and explain to companies that they can benefit from, you know, downloading software for free and looking at the source and changing it and tuning it to their own needs if it doesn't do exactly what they want, and they could benefit from that. But really, the open source software and the free softwares, it's the same software. It's just another way of looking at it, depending on who you are talking to. So that's why the whole thing is free and libre open source software, FLOSS. It's just a way of saying, okay, we are not trying to discuss details. We are talking about the same software, but some are talking about them from some political, making things better for everybody view, and others are from, this is going to save us a lot of money and all that.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for the explanation, Jean-Marc Libs. I mentioned in the beginning of our interview that you rarely accept to talk about your work, simply and only because you're very much in demand. And I want to thank you for having and helping Yoga Partout and also Satoshi Yoga with your time, because let's face it, there is a lack of system administrators such as yourself, and prices go up, and you've been so kind to help all these years, and you're still helping all those years, Yoga Partout and now Satoshi Yoga, to become who we are. And that's a lot. Thanks a lot for this. My last questions before we go, because I promise that this interview would not go on for too long, is your view of the future, because you mentioned that this free open source software is not just in theory running the internet. It is at the backbone of how the internet is structured. Jean-Marc Libs, your view in regards to tiki.org and also about the FLOSS philosophy, where do you believe we will be as in terms of humanity communication with all those new tools? We hear about AI, we hear about RSS feeds, we hear about conflicts and bugs and in the world of the internet. Where do you think we will be, let's say, in 2030 or in 2025? Today, we are in 2023, and it seems that the growth and the amount of knowledge in this field is exponentially exploding. Are you afraid of the future, Jean-Marc Libs, or how do you see it?
I'm not afraid. I'm cautious. There are dangers, but I feel there's a lot of people who are aware of that, and so we keep adapting to new progress, which sometimes don't look like progress, but there are lots of discussions about that, which I'm aware of. So I'm not really frightened, and because I can confirm that a lot of people are doing a lot of job to ensure that, you know, we don't get too much into some dystopian future, which is a risk, but so far I don't see it too much. And I still see myself as working on Tiki, because Tiki also keeps progressing. There's a lot of people using it, and everybody who, you know, improves it, because mostly the customers are people who say that, oh, that's something else we would need, and it doesn't do it. And so they pay someone, myself or someone else, to add it, and then we contribute it back to the community, and everybody else has it. And that's how we progress organically, and we answer more and more real life, you know, needs, as opposed to having some marketing department trying to imagine what people will need in 5 years.
Yeah.
And get it right or wrong. We never know. You know, it's a totally different. So we are flexible. We adapt. We improve. So I'm not afraid.
All right. You're just cautious. Thank you very much for your time. On the Satoshi website, I will make sure that we also add the interview, that the first interview you gave me when I discovered what Tiki.org is all about, where you describe how important communication is, and you make a difference between what the client, let's call an apple and an orange by an orange, the client, what the client wants versus what the client needs. And you're an expert at this. So thank you very much. And again, wishing you the best, and looking forward perhaps for another meeting. Should everything go fine, the Satoshi Yoga in English and the French Yoga Partout might just have another brother or sister in that future too. So thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, and you're welcome.